Well, I'm back again. I thought I would really like to share a bit more of the process. Remember we're going through this like an experiment, but you get to observe me experimenting on myself and also with other friends who want to participate. And you know that we are basically going through the 12 months of the year, 1 month at a time. And each one of those months corresponds to a gland, an organ, a body system, a grandparent, a meridian function, a lesson, a gift. It's filled with possibilities. Every month is an opportunity to experience something and have a personal desire to experiment with what the first month of winter or the first month of summer might feel like. And is it possible to use sunrise or sunset or, well, you get the idea. It's how to be able to have a sincere desire to want to grow, feel, experiment with a process of growing as a person. That's what we're doing. So the time period to start in this method is the first month of autumn because it corresponds to the entry into the mother's family. And that first month happens to be feeling mother's mother, and it grows into the second month, which is the one we just finished, because now we're into the very first week of the third month of the first season. I know that sounds like a lot, but you can do it. The very first season of the year, starting with the women on the mother's side of the family. So that in a number we call two girl, mother's mother, four girl, mother's mother's mother, and now we're starting on the third woman of the autumn season in the northern hemisphere. The southern hemisphere, they're in the opposite number at the same time. But for now, I'm just going to do it from a northern hemisphere perspective rather than bouncing back and forth, which is probably a good thing to do. But we're on the third month of the autumn season that corresponds to mother's father's mother. Now, mother's father's mother corresponds in this topography as your skin. It also corresponds with the outer container of your capacity to feel. Wow. So the outer container of your capacity to feel, corresponding to your skin and your great grandmother, also corresponds to your will. It is the container of your existence. That container of your existence has all of your actual memories inside of it. Now, I know that's a lot to consider because when you drop your body, you take your memory with you. And that memory becomes the degree to which your capacity to interface with the spirit world is determined. So I'm saying that the number six girl skin will function has a magnitude of diameter to it. Now, these same diameters we call self, others, and all. Self, just you. No one else. Others, which means the inclusiveness of all other souls, and the all, All, by the way, is all. All means, well, all. Now, your definition of what that all is determines how expansive it is. Take a look at this picture for a moment. Just think of it this way. Self, others, all. Now, this very thin gold line doesn't stop here. It goes on. That is the line that we are feeling, experimenting, walking, playing, joining together on, that line that is now something that transcends the self, the others, and the all. The upper boundary of the all is determined by your own willingness to see beyond your social emotional limitations that I'm a white old man from North America. I'm an American. I have some resources. For some people, I'm rich. Other people, I'm poor. I'm saying that our ability to go through this whole line is determined by the willingness to go beyond our belief systems, past race, past culture, past being Christian or Protestant, whatever it is, past being atheist. There is a boundary that is a semi-permeable boundary, like the skin. The skin is semi-permeable. It is a boundary, but it is capable of being able to receive, and it's capable of being able to give. So that outer degree of my giving and receiving is oftentimes determined by what race I identify with. That's a boundary. What country I identify with, what gender I identify with, there are boundaries based on what my belief systems are. But I'm suggesting that gold line is determined by what degree that you want to consider that there is something more. Even if you don't know what it is or how it got there, do you believe in the existence of a divine? Now, your perception, desire, or belief system that it's a woman or a man, yeah, you can start there if you want, or it's both, or it's a nothing, or it's an all, or it's a cosmic, or it's shared or not shared. Whatever your belief system is the six. So this being the sixth month, meaning the third month of autumn, six girl, this is the place that determines your boundaries of the all. So in this very first week of the number six month, or the third month, but six girl, it's divided into four parts. All of the weeks of the month have four parts. First week, divine essence. What that means is, what is the divine essence as intended or experienced by higher consciousness trying to show us and teach us about this particular sequence? What is the divine perspective of this month? There is a divine perspective of every month, every hour of the day, every stage. There is a divine belief system, and then there is my belief system. The goal is to have less and less of my own social, emotional, genetic, cultural, racial belief system, and have more and more of the divine belief system from the divine perspective, not my human perspective. That's the meaning of the first week. So for me, for a week, I'm doing my best just to be with the pristine silence, six girl snow-oriented month, the pristine silence from the divine perspective. What does it mean to have skin? What does it mean to have a boundary? What does it mean? Self, others, and all. What does that feel like? And part of that is, show me. Asking. Show me. From the divine perspective, the significance and feeling of this week as it relates to this sequence of grandmothers on the mother's side of the family. Yeah, that is a lot to consider. It really is. Because that very thin gold line for me is primarily composited of faith, a faith in something I believe but yet can't quite experience myself, that there is something greater that is accessible if I take the time to feel, become responsible for the feelings inside me, and then share those feelings with others. You see where this figure eight is? The magnitude of that figure eight of the giving and receiving function is actually part of how well do I share my feelings, myself, my soul, my being, my resources with other people. That second one is about others, remember, self, others, and all. Later on, yes, I want to be able to share from the higher level down to my social emotional level to give and receive the divine experience of faith or divine love with my social emotional friendship, fraternal love capacity to give and receive down to the personal experience of me feeling it inside me. Now the challenge is this bottom one, this bottom very first step can only be accessed by me, no one else. That's the divine right for me to have an existence of singularity that identifies the constitution of my unique soul. It's me. That very first endowment, well, I'm sorry, it's not alienable. Meaning you can't give it away. You can't suicide it. You can misuse it. We all do, by the way. But that very first one at the bottom, that's just my right to exist. If I step inside of my divine gift of being person, a being, a soul, a spirit, whatever you want to call it, and I want to really occupy the sincere desire to feel all of what I am, it has to start there. I need to have a sincere desire to want to get on that spinal cord, gold cord to the divine, whatever he or she is out there. I must be willing to do that. Now, this is a personal thing, but the one that troubles me the most so far is the second one. The second one is, how well do I play with others? Boy, I'm not good at it. I got to tell you this. This is really tough. To give and receive with other souls, beings, regardless of their social, culture, religious, or racial prejudice, or their economic class, or so on, or what country they're from. I mean, yes. All those different cultures. Can I give and receive? And I'm not very good at it. But I'm learning. In the learning of this, I'm learning on this month how to share the highest one, which means others, going into the all. How do I share the all with others from the essence of my own being or self? I don't know how to do this. I'm sharing with you my experimentation. So I can beg and plead, you know, I can, and I have, by the way, thousands of times, you know, like, take me, just, I surrender, you can, I'm sorry. Maybe you have a different experience, but the divine doesn't let you just surrender. Oh, I want to surrender my right to exist and you take, no. Go back down, learn to feel, become 100% responsible, and then learn how to play well with others and receive divine love. Oh, right. Okay, I got it. Now that's simple. Feel me. Share with others. Receive divine love. And then share with others and feel me. Hey, that's easy, right? No. I honestly can't do it. I'm trying. That means down here at the bottom, I really have to be looking at all of my addictive self-sabotage issues, biochemical, socio-emotional, facade-oriented, mask-oriented personality deviations. And I have to learn to be able to, you know, like be in the physical world while not being obsessed with my own family. My family is better than your family. Blood is thicker than water. Yeah, it is. It's denser. Family's really, really dense. And somehow out of that family thing, I need to come out and have a new family. A new family? Yes, a real family. The other one's real too, biologically, socially, and genetically. But the real family includes all other souls. And I don't know, does that include all the aliens too? I mean, does that include all the other things we don't know about other dimensions of time and space? I don't know. Are we all brothers and sisters of the same divine, even if they're the reptilians or they're from another galaxy and they want to eat me? I don't know. How big is the family? Just related to time and space and the third dimension of the universe? Because you see, all those other levels go past the physical dimension and past time and past space. You mean the higher levels are not at all limited to time and space and physical senses? Whew, wow, that's a lot to chew on. So I'll just come back down during this first week and just dwell on the divine intention for the third month of autumn. Ask, show me. Whew. And here I thought this was going to be really, really simple. You remember the graphic from last month? That's last month. You remember all these different words and feelings about sincerity and gratitude and aliveness and oneness and forgiveness and rejoicing. And you know, well, you remember that one? That one's not gone. I need this one active from last month to go into this month. It's not gone. I have to remember to apply it to fully or more fully experience this month. I need last month because this third month leads into the winter solstice. The winter solstice is the returning of the increase of light. This month leads to breath, inspiration, innocence. Next month. So how well I do the last month combined with the new month will determine the degree to which the first month of winter is embodied. Oh! You think it's hard for you? Well, it's hard for me too to even consider what this looks like. And I'm trying to say, oh, wait, does it look something like this? Wait, does this make any sense? Self, others, and all for eternity? Or how? Or well, good luck. Good luck. And thank you for being there. Because I know it's really odd, but I'm having to practice this give and receive thing, and I'm doing it with you. Whether you know it or not. All right. Thanks for your eternal patience, which, by the way, is number six, is eternal silence and patience. So, talk to you later in the week or next week or whenever. I really don't know. Thanks for being there.